The new Labor government's moving quickly to take charge and is gaining confidence it will secure enough seats to govern in its own right. Anthony Albanese is being sworn in as Australia's 31st Prime Minister this morning before flying to Tokyo for a meeting with the leaders of the United States, India and Japan. Our political reporter David Lipson joins me now. David, good morning. There'll be no rest for the new Prime Minister. Anthony Albanese is off to a flying start.
Yeah, good morning, Sabra. He's flying to Tokyo at lunchtime to meet with the US President and the Prime Ministers of Japan and India tomorrow at the Quad meeting, as it's known, to discuss rising tensions in the Indo-Pacific region. And so even before we know how Labor will actually get to the magic number of 76 seats in the House of Representatives, whether or not they'll actually need crossbench support to make up some numbers, Anthony Albanese is being sworn in, along with Penny Wong, Richard Marles, Jim Chalmers and Katie Gallagher. All the ministerial positions of government will be divvied up amongst those five until caucus meets and the full front bench can be confirmed. And leaving his home in Sydney this morning, Anthony Albanese had this to say.
Oh, it's a big day in my life. But a big day for the country when we change the government. I want to lead a government that has the same sentiment of optimism and hope that I think defines the Australian people. I want to be positive. I want to channel the opportunity that we have to shape change so that we bring people with us on the journey of change. I want to bring the country together, and the new government starts today. Thanks very much.
And whether or not he'll need to bring Parliament together, well, it still hangs in the balance somewhat, the makeup of Parliament at least. And so there is still some talk about whether Labor is going to need to beef up its climate credentials. Labor's standing firm for now on its emission reduction targets, saying they're ambitious enough and they won't be changed. The Greens, though, are demanding no more new oil or gas. So whether or not Labor actually gets that majority government will matter greatly for all policy going forward.
And David, how's the coalition coming to terms with this electoral drubbing?
Well, they're struggling with it, to be frank. It's looking more and more likely that Peter Dutton will lead the party, possibly unopposed, partly because there's not considered to be a viable alternative. There's some jostling now over his potential deputy, Anne Rustin, Angus Taylor and Karen Andrews, some of the names being mentioned at the moment. But look, this was a catastrophic result for the coalition, and whoever leads will have to have that unenviable task of leading the party out of the political wilderness. And there's this battle underway right now for what the party actually stands for, its heart and soul, because the moderates have been utterly hollowed out. So the question for the remaining members is, does the party change course and try to sort of win back those inner city voters that were lost, or does it shake them off and turn further to the right? The former employment minister, Stuart Robert, speaking on Nine, said that climate change, perhaps quotas for women in the party, should all be on the table. Here he was.
We've always been a sensible centre-right party, and that's where we should stay. I think you're right, Peter Dutton would make an excellent leader in terms of bringing everyone together and focusing on that aspiration. He's held his seat against enormous resources thrown at him, and it's an aspirational seat of Australians that want to get ahead.
But outspoken Nationals Senator Matt Canavan had a very different take on the result, concluding that the Liberals lost seats because they were too strong on climate change. Here he was.
Moderate coalition or moderate Liberal just seems to me another word for the left. And if we're going to be a party that stands for higher regulation, higher government control, we will not win. We will not win because people do not want that.
That's Nationals Senator Matt Canavan, and before him, our political reporter David Lipson.